planning for the space location and location for the casualty. As a rule of thumb is that for daily 100 patient load in the casualty, 100 square meter of the space is required. So if the casualty is attended by 300 patient, the minimum space required in the casualty will be 300 square meter. Casualty is usually located on the ground floor because it is easily accessible. There is no need to transfer the patient. The patient can receive the treatment within the golden period. There will be less trauma sustained to the patient because you do not require transfer of the patient. Then the patient should enter the casualty through the separate gate. This should be not used by the normal patient so that there is no hurdle which the patient or relative has to face when they come to hospital for the emergency treatment. Then the OPD or casualty should be located on the main road with the proper illumination light to show where they are located. This is very important at night time, where the access of the hospital from the extramural source can be easily identified. Then hospital or casualty service is provided round the clock, that is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Therefore, hospital casualty service should be provided with the doctors working in the shift, staff nurse working in the shift, and all the materials which are consumed in the casualty, like dressing material, ECG paper, ECG technician, should be ready at hand so that none of the patient loses their life because of delay in starting or diagnosing the patient. Casualty walking area. The casualty walking area or sorry, casualty waiting area. The casualty waiting area usually consists of receptions where the patient get information about the casualty, and waiting area, which is the space where the patient and the relative can wait till their turn come. Then there is help desk or information desk, which tells us about where is the registration, how many patients will be seen, when their term will be come, where are the special OPDs located. Then there will be separate toilet for man and woman, and it should be designated or designed or illuminated by specific sign so that even an illiterate person can avail the facility by looking at the signage. Then there should be provision of public telephone, then ATM machine, then police chowki may be adjusted near the casualty, because there may be different type of medical legal cases. Some of the patient may be brought dead to the hospital, so this type of cases may be registered. Police chalan is issued, then the police comes, confirm the case, then order for the postmortem, and then only the postmortem is carried out. For example, JJ Hospital in Mumbai is having the police chowki attached with the hospital campus, and this is known as JJ Hospital Police Thana. This is because these type of hospitals are usually located in the notorious area of Mumbai, like Bhindi Bazaar or Nal Bazaar area, which is very prone to the underworld working space. So if these area are well equipped and if these area are well served by the policemen, it brings better law and order situation in the given locality. There should be provision of cafeteria and book stall. There should be provision of outsourced pharmacy shops, like you can see in Apollo Hospital, the pharmacy shops located within the Apollo Hospital may be from the different private shops, private pharmacy shop owner, and may not be reflecting the same Apollo signals. Or you can see in the Fortis Group of Hospital, the pharmacy may be outsourced to Apollo Group of Pharmaceuticals. So in this way, there are different concepts to identify the cost center and also give it to the different parties so that they can run the show as and when required. Then there should be provision of flower shop, magazine chamber or magazine bar, so that patient can avail the facilities as and when required. Cubicles in the casualty. The cubicles in the casualty requires the cubicles where the treatment is to be given. the cubicles where the minor surgical procedure can be carried out. Therefore, with the main casualty, there may be provision of operation theater, that is known as minor OPD. There should be provision of keeping the patient in the observation ward or observation bed. Then there should be provision of examination cubicle where the patient is examined. And there is also a casualty triage station where the patient can be segregated into dead patient, very sick patient, mildly sick patient, and patient who do not require treatment by different color coding. This is very important in the case of disaster which may be natural or man-made. The natural disasters are flash flood, earthquake, etc. The man-made disaster may be bomb blast in the local trains of Mumbai, or it may be the short circuit and fire outbreak in the hospital or hospital campus, or it may be because of sudden building collapse. So in this condition, it is very important to identify the patients who are really in the need to be treated. Treatment cubicles mainly has the area where the emergency or resuscitative care is given. These are the life-saving treatment and the care which is given at the scene, and this may be in the form of cardiopulmonary resuscitation to stimulate the heart and lung, or to correct the ventricular arrhythmia. The patient is given shock by artificial electronic device which corrects the abnormal heart rhythm to normal. This is known as automated external defibrillator. By placing the electrodes on the patient's chest, the patients are given the adequate treatment or the right treatment, and it increases the chance of survival of the patient in the future. There may be emergency medical treatment area where the patient may be treated for medical emergency, like status asthmaticus patient where there is acute attack of bronchial asthma, status epilepticus where there is acute attack of epilepsy, then diabetic ketoacidosis where the diabetes become uncontrolled and the patient is in delirium, confusion, then emergency surgical treatment like treatment for contused lacerated wound, multiple fractures, multiple wound injury, gunshot injury, etc. Then there may be provision to give first aid treatment, like the treatment given to road traffic accident, treatment given to snake bite, treatment which is given to patients who require the treatment in the form of first aid, like building collapse, and patient observation area. The patient observation area are usually provided with bed or chair where the patient is, after treatment, is observed for 2 to 4 hours, and after seeing the vital parameter of the patient, this patient may be either shifted to the ward if the condition is very serious, shifted to the ICU if the patient requires resuscitative care, or they are discharged from the OPD if the patient do not require further treatment. The equipment and staffing of the casualty. The equipment and staffing of the casualty is that there should be provision of centralized oxygen supply, because the primary aim in the giving treatment is to correct or look for ABC, that is airway, breathing and circulation. Airway is felt by the amount of exhaled air coming out from the nostril, and one can assess it by placing the two fingers around the nose, and with the thin skin of the outer finger you can feel the sensation of the warm air. Then secondly, pulsation can be felt by noting the respiratory movement of the chest wall, and pulse can be felt by looking for the radial pulse in the hand or jugular pulse in the neck. There should be provision of centralized oxygen supply which can give the life support in the form of oxygenation. There should be provision for the portable X-ray and ECG machine which can be carried to a place where, as and when required. There should be certain type of resuscitative device like automated external defibrillator, AMBU bag, oxygen mask, then the provision to perform tracheostomy, putting central line, doing catheterization, then there will be provision to provide wall mounted manometer to measure the pressure of the intracranial cavity. Then there should be provision of having the life saving drugs like dexamethasone, adrenaline, heparin, or different types of drugs used in the treatment of shock, like dopamine used in the treatment of cardiogenic shock, or anti-snake venom, then lignocaine to rule out the skin hypersensitivity reaction, etc. Then different type of IV fluid, which may be normal saline, ringer lactate, 5% dextrose, or certain type of fluid of parenteral hyperelimination, like 25% dextrose, Darrow fluid, etc. Then sufficient dressing material, then different plaster cast, roller bandage, etc., which is also required to take care of the traumatized patient. Then planning of the hospital is also based on different facilities which are available in the casualty. And one of the important facilities available in the casualty is the hospital ambulance service. The hospital ambulance service is known as hospital on wheels or intensive care on wheels, because this type of ambulance are well equipped with all resuscitative measures. They are provided with oxygen cylinder. The staff is very tuned how to run the ambulance with the proper signal and signage. They are well versed with the traffic rules. Doctors are there to give the resuscitative care, and ambulance staff nurse is there to help the doctor to carry out this. Therefore, whole ambulance resuscitative team are very much advanced to give the basic and advanced life support resuscitative care. The minimum specification of the ambulance is that it should be 116 inches in length, 69 inches in height, 25 inches on the unobstructed head part, then 15 inches unobstructed foot part, that 12 inches on other side to take care of the patient, like noting the vitals, giving the resuscitative care. And all this provision is given in the closed room, which is known as hospital on wheels, that is ambulance or intensive care on wheels. And it is estimated that for 250 to 300 bedded hospital with the catchment area, that is the area from which the patients are coming, which is about 6 to 8 kilometers, there should be provision of 3 ambulance facility by 3 ambulance driver who should work in the shift. And so that if one ambulance is used for transport of the patient, and if the trauma comes, the second ambulance can be used for the same, and third ambulance serves as a standby ambulance which can be used in the case of mass disaster where the number of patients are in large number. Then inpatient service. Inpatient hospital services are those services which reflect those patients who require treatment by getting themselves admitted in the ward, admitted inside the hospital. And these patients may be admitted either from OPD, either from casualty, or may be brought directly from the home. Therefore, the admission of the patient depends upon the need of the patient, means whether the patient requires emergency care, whether the patient requires regular care, whether the patient requires medical care, whether the patient requires surgical care. It also depends upon the disease pattern of the patient. If the patient is suffering from acute coronary heart attack, then this type of patients are usually admitted in the cardiology ward. If this or ICU ward or NI or CCU ward, after the patients are admitted, the patients are examined, the condition of the heart is assessed, and different diagnostic tests like stress thallium, myocardial perfusion scan, and coronary angiography is performed. If everything found normal, the patient is discharged with the medical treatment. If the cardiologist has a doubt, they do the coronary angiography to know the kinetic study or assessment of the flow of the blood in the major blood vessels. If there is site of the obstruction, and if obstruction is in the major vessels like LAD, that is left articular blood vessels, or LCX, then this type of patient will require treatment by doing the non-invasive procedure, that is stenting. and stenting is also biodegradable stent or it is drug coated stent. If the patient is young and if there is multiple blockages which cannot be revealed or released by three or more than three stent, then these patients are operated and taken care by cardiothoracic surgeon who subject this patient to open heart surgery. Then according to the age of patient, sometimes the patient may not be fit for surgery because of very old age. Sometimes the patient requires special investigation because of their very under age. Some of the patients have got the specific illness considering the gender, like gender of the female patient or illness of the female patient may differ from the male patient. Therefore, the hospitalization of the patient varies from the need of the patient, the disease the patient is suffering from, the age of the patient and the gender of the patient. Now, the classification of the indoor patient in the hospital services. They are classified according to the type of the ward they are admitted. They may be admitted in the general class ward where multiple beds are arranged in the single room. This is also known as economic class ward. Then the patient may be admitted in the specialty ward like cardiology ward, surgical unit ward, burn unit ward, etc. Few patients after surgery are admitted in the recovery ward where they recover after surgery, especially after major surgery like knee replacement, cardiothoracic surgery, etc. Some of the patients are admitted in the unit which require intensive and aggressive care and large supportive care. This type of intensive care unit is ICU, that is intensive care unit, NICU, neonatal care unit, SICU, surgical intensive care unit, CCU, that is cardiac care unit. The cardiac care unit is usually given for the patient of cardiac problem. Surgical intensive care unit is given to the patient of burn, in the patient of post-surgery or post-surgery complication like burst abdomen. NICU care is given to the pediatric age group and ICU care is given to the patient of severe medical illness like uncontrolled diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension, bronchial asthma, etc. The classification of the ward is also based on the way the ward is laid down. Whenever we consider the ward, we have to look for the facilities which are attached to the ward. These facilities may be the sanitary services which are attached to the ward. The sanitary services may be in the form of toilet block. In the general ward, there may be multiple toilets attached to the main ward and one toilet may be used by different patients. But if it is a single room or the twin sharing room, then as the name indicates, it may be either used by the two patients who are admitted in the twin sharing room or one patient who are admitted in the single suite. Then is the dirty utility ward, where all the day-to-day material which are used in the cleaning of the ward, used in removing the dirt, used in storing the used material are usually kept. And the housekeeper closet or safai wala closet, where all the equipment related to cleaning, mopping, dry dusting, wet dusting is kept. Then auxiliary service in the ward usually means the ward pantry where the food can be arranged and then served to the patient, where the minor ward procedures such as making tea, making the milk warm, giving warm water to the patient can be provided. Then is day room where the patient can be taken and patient can be examined or patient can be assessed. Then is the conference room and teaching room which are also attached mainly in the teaching hospital so that medical student come learn the science which are there in the patient and they also get taught by the different teaching faculty about different type of cases found. And the stretcher or the trolley room where there is provision to keep the stretcher so that the patient can be shifted on the stretcher from the ward to the diagnostic centers like CT scan, MRI, lab investigation or from the to the operation theater, or on the stretcher they can be shifted into the ambulance, from where they can be shifted to the other hospital as a referred patient. Now, whenever we consider the configuration of the ward, we have to look for the three important components. How is the bed arranged, where is the nursing station located, and where is the treatment area located. We have to also take into account where is the doctor room located, where is the nurses room located, where is the ward store located, and where is the clean utility area located. For example, in this you can see a typical ward which is arranged in such a way that it is L-shaped. The horizontal part is the nursing station, the vertical part is the nursing station, and horizontal part is the area where the patient is, patients are kept. You can see the nursing station is keeping the close eye on all the patients who are admitted. These patients may be admitted in one row or the two row facing each other, who are well under the view of nursing station. This type of ward, or typical configuration of this ward, is known as Nightingale ward, in the memory of Florence Nightingale, who is known as Lady with Lamp, or in her memory Nursing Day is celebrated. These wards usually have the bed strength of 25 to 30 bed, either arranged in the single row or arranged in the double row. This is the modified version of the crude Nightingale ward. In this, nursing station is located at the junction of the two L-shaped ward, and two L-shaped ward are such that they are right angle to each other, and nursing station at a time can look after the two different class of patient who are located in two different configuration area. This is the typical ward in which it is arranged in the circular pattern, so that nursing station is always at the equidistance from the each patient ward, and nursing station can at the same time keep a view of all the patient there. Most of the ICUs, that is intensive care unit, in the modern hospitals are based on this design or configuration because it is more compact. This is a typical type of ward where the patients are arranged in such a way that they are arranged in the rectangular area, and nursing station is a square shaped area. The nursing station at each time can look after the all different patients who are lying in the different configuration of the single ward. So this is the square shaped ward. Now, this shows the relationship between the ward area with relation to the staff nurses area, to in relation to the nursing area. It also shows that these may also accommodate the different ancillary areas like pantry, toilet, safai wala's room, day rooms, dirty utility rooms. They also take into account the different utility rooms which are also used for keeping the cleaning items, used items, etc. So you can see that staff nurses ancillary area, if it is located in such a way that it is in close purview of the staff nurses, and the main staff working in this working area have the direct access to these wards or this type of facilities which are attached to the ward. Then planning of the different parameters of the ward design is based on the ceiling height. How high the height of the ward should be, this is known as ceiling height. The height should not be less than 3 meter, preferably more than 3 meter, but never less than 3 meter, so that the cross ventilation and the appearance of the ward, the inner configuration of the ward, is maintained. The width of the corridor should be around 2.4 meter wide, so that it allows the ample space to move inside the ward. Then windows should be approximately 20% of the total floor area. Therefore, the windows in the hospital ward should be such that they occupy 20% of the total space of the ward. The doors should be such that they should not be less than 1.2 meter wide, and the width of the door should allow the easy entry of the stretcher, wheelchairs, because many patients may be immovable and therefore they may be brought in these type of accessories. Dado, from the hospital hygiene point of view, it is imperative to have dado extended at least 1.2 meter high in the room. Then there should be provision of noise reduction, because Mumbai is the city where many hospitals are located on the highway, like Sion Hospital and Lokman Tilak Hospital is located on the national highway. So there are bound to be high degree of noise because of the heavy traffic movement on the highway. Therefore, there should be provision of noise reduction in the form of specialized type of hospital curtain, specialized type of bricking of the hospital wall, that is thick brick, then acoustic proofing of the wall. The hospital wards should be located more than 15 meters from the main road, so that if they are located far away from the main road, the chances of the noise from the main road entering into the room will be less. There should be provision for the acoustic dampening of the noise by using the typical type of plaster, typical type of sheathing, typical type of ventilation, which may reduce the noise. Then the ward ventilation. Ventilation means the free flow of the air, and ventilation is by the natural ventilation, which is by windows, doors or ventilators, and mechanical ventilation, which may be by air conditioner, then the use of exhaust fan, ceiling fan, pedestal fan, etc. Then lightning of the ward. The lightning of the ward may be general lightning, which is usually done or arranged to carry out day-to-day movement, like walking in the ward, delivering the food, preparing the bed. Then is reading light, which is mostly used by the nurses at nursing station to look at the doctor's regime, then to affix the report, then to follow the any change in the doctor's daily report. Then reading lightning may be also used by the duty doctor to note any change in the patient's sign and symptom, examine the report. Examination light may be required to examine the different type of patient problem. For example, the patient's ENT problem can be examined by using a bull's lamp with the oral scope. Then if the patient is not using light at night, there should be a provision of night light so that there is sufficient light, even though the light may not be bright, so that any patient when wake up for toilet or anything they require during night time, there is increased chance of trauma because of the fall. Then desirable illumination is illumination in the corridor, which is serving the purpose of general lightning, should be of low, that is 100 lux, whereas the general lightning in the ward requires illumination more than the corridor, but not equal to the reading light. So it will be 100 to 200 lux. The light which is used by the doctor and nursing station requires more illumination because they require specific work, and therefore it should be 100, 300 to 500 lux. And the patient's examination chambers should require the light of 500 to 1000 lux so that the doctor may not miss any particular signs which the patient is having, like the ulcer or remained suture or bleeding spot or thrombosed artery, etc.